Book 12. All those things at which you wish to arrive by a circuitous road, you can have now, if you do not refuse them to yourself. That is, if you will take no notice of all the past and trust the future to providence, and direct the present only conformably to piety and justice. Conformably to piety, that you may be content with the lot which is assigned to you, for nature designed it for you and you for it. Conformably to justice, that you may always speak the truth freely and without disguise, and do the things which are agreeable to law and according to the worth of each. And let neither another man's wickedness hinder you, nor opinion, nor voice, nor yet the sensations of the poor flesh which has grown about you. Let that which suffers see to itself. If then, whenever the time may be when you shall be near to your departure, neglecting everything else, you shall respect only your mind, your ruling faculty, and the divinity within you, and if you shall be afraid not because you must sometime cease to live, but if you shall fear never to have begun to live according to nature, then you will be a man worthy of the universe which has produced you, and you will cease to be a stranger in your native land, and to wonder at things which happen daily as if they were something unexpected, and to be dependent on this or that. God sees the minds and understanding of all men, bared of the material vesture and rind and impurities. For with his intellectual part alone he touches the intelligence only, which has flowed out and been derived from himself. And if you also can do this, you will rid yourself of much trouble. For he who regards not the poor flesh which envelops him, surely will not trouble himself by looking after raiment and dwelling, and fame and such like externals and show. You are composed of three things: a little body, a little breath, and your mind. Of these, the first two are yours only so far as it is your duty to take care of them, but the third alone is properly yours. Therefore, if you separate from yourself, that is, from your understanding, whatever others do or say, and whatever you have done or said yourself, and whatever future things trouble you because they may happen, and whatever, in the body which envelops you or in the breath of life, which is by nature associated with the body, is attached to you independent of your will, and whatever the external circumfluent vortex whirls round, so that the intellectual power exempt from the things of fate can live pure and free by itself, doing what is just and accepting what happens and saying the truth. If you will separate, I say, from this ruling faculty, this intelligence, the things which are attached to it by the impressions of sense, and the things of time to come and of time that is past, and will make yourself like Empedocles' sphere, all round and in its joyous rest reposing, and if you shall strive to live only what is really your life, that is the present, then you will be able to pass that portion of life which remains for you up to the time of your death, free from perturbations, nobly, and obedient to the spirit that is within you. I have often wondered how it is that every man loves himself more than all the rest of men, but yet sets less value on his own opinion of himself than on the opinion of others. For if a god or a wise teacher should present himself to a man and bid him to think of nothing that he would not express as soon as he conceived it, he could not endure it even for a single day. So much more respect have we to what our neighbours think of us than to what we shall think of ourselves. How can it be that the gods, after having arranged all things well and benevolently for mankind, have overlooked this alone, that some men, and very good men, and men who, as we may say, have had most communion with the divinity, and through pious acts and religious observances have been most intimate with the divinity, when they have once died should never exist again, but should be completely extinguished? But if this is so, be assured that if it ought to have been otherwise, the gods would have done it. For if it were just, it would also be possible, and if it were according to nature, nature would have had it so. But because it is not so, if in fact it is not so, be you convinced that it ought not to have been so. For you see even of yourself that in this inquiry you are disputing with the Deity. And we should not thus dispute with the gods, unless they were most excellent and most just. But since they are so, they would not have allowed anything in the ordering of the universe to be neglected unjustly and irrationally. Practice even in those things which you despair of accomplishing. For even the left hand, which is ineffectual for all other things for want of practice, holds the bridle more vigorously than the right hand, for it has been practiced in this. Consider in what condition, both in body and soul, a man should be when he is overtaken by death, and consider the shortness of life, the boundless abyss of time, past and future, the feebleness of all matter. Contemplate the essence of things, their forms, bare of their coverings, the purposes of actions. Consider what pain is in itself, what pleasure is, and death and fame. Who is to himself the cause of his uneasiness? How no man is hindered by another, that everything is opinion.